Matt Greenwood with you on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Speaking to Alex DiMatteis of the Windsor Owls, taking a deep breath along with him. What a frantic finish to this one as Windsor hangs on 20-19 over the Jaguars. The Battle of Imperial bragging rights go to Windsor in 2019. Second win all time in this series. And coach, what a dramatic, frantic way to finish this one and win this one tonight.
Yeah, this was one of the best football games I've ever been a part of as a player or coach. I can't say enough about our team. I can't say enough about how we fought, through and through. Just like I told the leader over there a few minutes ago, some people get rattled and worried when you're down, and we were down 19-6 at one point in time. But, we train our players to respond to that adversity. The score really never made a difference as to how we were going to respond on the field. And lucky enough, we were able to hold on at the end for the win.
Derek Williams, go.
Man, he's as advertised. He's special. We know that. We got a very humble, hardworking kid that is under center, and then tonight in the gun a little bit, which is a little different for us. I was a little nervous about it, but it went really well. He's a playmaker, and he's a kid that just stayed with the game plan and kept turning his legs, even when things got tough out here tonight. He plays both ways. He kicks, he punts, he doesn't come off the football field. And, tonight he showed all of us just how special he is.
Your defense is something else, too. I mean, you give up the early touchdown in the third quarter, but from that point moving forward, Sekman really didn't have a great drive until that very end, and you guys still stopped him.
Yeah, we try to preach the bend but don't break. Going into halftime, we were a little rattled, and at halftime we decided collectively as a group we were going to settle down and collect our heads and go back to the scheme and go back to the game plan coming into the game and execute, and I'm so proud of our kids for doing that.
First 2-0 start since 2007, and this Windsor team looks like they can be something special moving forward. You have a game next week against DeSoto. We'll have that game right here on KGF, I should say, as we're joined by Regional Radio, by the way. Your thoughts on going 2-0 into that matchup against the DeSoto squad that can always give you fits?
Yeah, we haven't had much success historically against DeSoto, and we saw them at our Jamboree that we hosted. We played them that night, and it was a pretty decent contest. They've got some good players. They've got a big offensive-defensive line that I'm sure they're going to lean on heavily. I'm going to enjoy this one tonight. I'm going to let the boys enjoy this one for the weekend, and I'll be good and focused tomorrow morning getting ready for DeSoto, and we will on Monday. But it's going to be an exciting game down there at their place, and I know we're all looking forward to it.
And we are looking forward to it as well on KGF. We'll talk next week, Coach. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you, sir. Go Owls!
All right. Alex DiMatteis, head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas End Zone Show. They hang on 20-19 over the Sekman Jaguars.